When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
Hi, everyone. This is Savvy Psychologist. I'm Dr. Ellen Hendrickson. And every week, I'll help you meet life's challenges with evidence-based research, a sympathetic ear, and zero judgment. So previously on the podcast, we've talked about how to deal with entitled individuals more demanding than the Rock's workout schedule, and so pushy, you'd think the last lifeboat was almost full. But given the national conversations sparked by the recent Kavanaugh Supreme Court hearings, the subject of entitlement bears revisiting. When Kavanaugh responded to questions about his drinking behavior with, "I got into Yale," many people raised objections. Not only about using a prestigious education as a moral defense, but also at the attitude of entitlement his answer implied. Now, not many of us will ever be in a position to vote yay or nay on a Supreme Court nominee, but we will likely encounter other forms of smaller, everyday entitlement. For example, a new hire may expect the choicest shifts without having to work her way up. A driver may decide to leapfrog a miles-long traffic jam by squeezing by on the shoulder. A passenger on the subway may blast a boombox, take up multiple seats, and otherwise disregard the rules intended for everyone. A customer might make multiple restaurant reservations to keep his options open, and then no-show all but one. And almost everyone has experienced the house guest who just won't leave. At its very worst, entitlement gets personal and hateful. Like online incel hate groups that believe they are entitled to sex with women and have even incited violence to express their resentment. But whether it's an online hate group or just a school kid who expects his parent to hand deliver his forgotten homework to his classroom, entitlement is a belief that we deserve special treatment or privileges, often at others' expense. In short, entitlement is a double standard of expecting to receive without earning or contributing. Now, for entitled individuals themselves, this worldview is, of course, problematic. It's a rigid mindset that leads to a cycle of unmet expectations, entitled explanations for why expectations went unmet, and self-pitying resentment at the unfairness of it all. So therefore, what to do if you encounter an entitled individual in your family, on your staff, or on your couch, eating all your snacks and not chipping in for utilities? Have hope. This week, here are four ways to deal with entitled people. Tip number one is be consistent. When entitled people want something from you, they won't take no for an answer. They have a way of cajoling, twisting your arm, and generally wearing you down. Why? Well, not to blame mom and dad, but a study out of the University of Georgia examined data from over 300 male undergrads and found that inconsistent parenting was strongly related to feelings of entitlement. So by inconsistent parenting, the researchers meant an uneven reinforcement of rules or selectively following through on consequences. So a parent might say, "I shouldn't let you, but okay, just this once." Or, "Fine, go ahead, but don't tell your mother." Or, "Dad says you can't, but I say you can." Over time, these kids learn that they can push the boundaries. They ask the other parent if one says no. They extract a yes by asking 1,000 times. They discover that they can get what they want by getting upset. Think Dudley Dursley throwing a tantrum to get birthday presents number 37 and 38 from Aunt Petunia and Uncle Vernon. Regardless, the result is that kids learn that no doesn't always mean no, which fuels a sense of entitlement. But entitlement doesn't just make these kids annoying. In the University of Georgia study, the researchers took it a step further and found that in college, entitlement was related to coercive sexual behavior. So, be consistent with the entitled people in your life. Don't waffle on limits. Say what you'll do, and then do what you say. Put consequences into motion if they cross your boundaries. Now, admittedly, this is easier said than done. Entitled people will escalate when they hear no. So be ready for indignation, an argument, or even a meltdown. But then, hold fast. It's hard, but consider it an investment in not being taken advantage of in the future. Tip number two, don't come to their rescue. All right, well, not to drag mom and dad through the mud again, but the same University of Georgia study found that overparenting, better known as helicopter parenting, also leads to entitlement. Why? Well, helicopter parenting is defined as developmentally inappropriate levels of control and assistance. And helicopter parenting can happen at any age, from always directing a toddler's play, like, here, wouldn't you like to add some red Legos to your tower? To doing a child's homework so she can get a good night's sleep, or calling a college professor about a poor grade on a child's behalf. Over and over, these kids learn that they can count on others to anticipate and take care of their needs, which leads to, you guessed it, a sense of entitlement. Therefore, if you're getting the sneaking sense that you're being manipulated into giving a raise, excusing an absence, or helping your friend move, knowing you won't get so much as a pizza out of it, it's okay to say no. You don't have to come to their rescue. In fact, you might be doing them a favor by expressing trust in their ability to work it out themselves.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
And now, back to tip number three. Ask yourself if rights were violated. Entitled individuals have an interesting way of making themselves the victim. For example, the former CEO of Wells Fargo insisted on national TV that banks were the true victims of the 2008 financial crisis. What's more, entitled individuals tend to twist themselves into victims when no actual rights, so for example, safety, justice, equal protection, among others, were violated. Banks don't have the right to rake in billions of dollars, especially with dubious methods a la Ryan Gosling in The Big Short. The aforementioned driver in the shoulder lane doesn't have the right to convenience at the expense of others, and Dudley sure doesn't have the right to 38 presents. Nevertheless, entitled individuals have a way of convincing themselves and you that circumstances are unfair and the world owes them. So if you're feeling dubious or think you might be getting played, ask yourself what right was violated. And if it's not really a right, but instead is a want, a wish, an aspiration, or a convenience, you can apply tips number 1 and 2 with confidence. And finally, tip number 4. Remember the difference between worth and entitlement. Now, "Gimme, gimme, I'm worth it" works as a Fifth Harmony lyric, but for the entitled, it becomes a slogan that confuses the two different concepts of worth and entitlement. There's a vital difference between "I'm worth it" and "I deserve it," especially when it comes to all too human pursuits like success, happiness, money, romance, and sex. Now, every human has inherent worth. So, let's take romance as an example. Everyone is worthy of a romantic relationship, but no one is entitled to a romantic relationship. It has to be mutually fostered and maintained, not just awarded. Likewise, as humans, we are each worthy of happiness. But to crib from a certain declaration, we are only entitled to the pursuit. Now, it's probably not a good idea to lecture the guy in first class demanding a third pillow and more warm nuts on the semantic differences between worth and entitlement. But it's a helpful distinction to keep in your head. Now, all in all, entitled people are out there, perhaps even in your family or your workplace. But be consistent, don't rescue them, and be mindful about rights versus wants and worth versus entitlement. And then kick back on the couch. With any luck, your perpetual houseguest may have even refilled the snacks. Thank you for making The Savvy Psychologist a part of your life. If you like the show or find it helpful, take the time to tell someone in your life about it today. Even with the power of social media, you'd be surprised how much word of mouth really helps. As always, Savvy Psychologist is strictly for informational purposes and doesn't substitute for mental health care from a licensed professional. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful week, and I'll see you here next Friday for a happier, healthier mind. And a final note from the new podcast, U-Turns. Change is hard. How do you stay fearless when you feel uncertain? How do you switch directions without ending up completely lost? These are the questions that shape discussions on the new podcast, U-Turns. That's Y-O-U, Turns. Join co-hosts Lisa and Jill as they talk about their own life changes and the experimentation, exploration, and transformation it took them to get there. The discussions are honest, inspiring, and funny, because shift happens. So check out U-Turns every Wednesday, wherever you get your podcasts. That's Y-O-U, Turns.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You can start your day off right when you find a professional on Angie to get your plumbing right first. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Visit Angie.com. You can do this when you Angie that.